Hello there, my friends. Blessings to you this new week. I think I mentioned a couple weeks ago, I'm pretty much like on sabbatical. It's interesting when I say the word sabbatical. I just have felt for a while, I'm barely on social media in this season just because I feel like I need to kind of like get off all anything, any distractions. And if you've seen me on social media, it's usually because my kids, like we're homeschooled, so our kids are homeschooled, but we have some co-op, so like they go out once a week to something outside, and it's like a school outside, and I have to stay on track with that. So that, yes, I have to go on social media a few times just to make sure. Of course, sometimes I get carried away. However, generally, I am supposed to just be having a retreat type thing. But the Lord will help me with that, right? But anyways, I pray that you're doing well. I pray that your family is doing well. You're welcome again to the Dart Prayer Podcast. Dart, D-A-R-T, is just an acronym for the kind of virtues and characteristics that we want in our children, that they will be disciplined, they will have acumen, they'll be resilient, they'll be trustworthy. That's where DART comes from. And of course, the Bible also says, you know, our children are like darts or arrows. So that's the essential, that's the whole point of that name. So we are here to just fine tune and to sharpen those arrows and the darts with the word of God, and to mold and shape their lives for the kingdom of God through our prayers, much more than anything. We keep praying. So anyways, this week that we just finished, I had an opportunity to go to a meeting. It was like a dinner. I heard about it through our pastor's wife. I go to Trinity Church. And really, this meeting was talking about how there's this amazing organization that is training and raising chaplains to go into the school systems. And what they found is that most of the schools that had these chaplains, there's such an improvement, overall improvement in like the mental health, and you know, the teachers knowing that they have someone to rely on to pray for them or to help them through whatever situations. Sorry, but at the same time, I was shocked to see that there's so much going on in our schools, guys. Because we are homeschooled, we're not like firsthand, you know, seeing all these things. However, you know, my heart just broke to hear some of the things that are happening. Anxiety, depression, suicide, and even, of course, we know that there's shootings here and there, but there's underlying things, you know, that actually lead to that. And one of the things I heard was that about 12 children in the U.S. commit suicide. I mean, children, you know. So it broke my heart so much, and I know that it breaks the Lord's heart. Several other things, of course, we talked about school safety, the bullying, strength for the teachers. Teachers are quitting like never before. Yeah, so there's a lot of educator burnout. And also on the legislative or executive arm, like in all the different states, there are several laws that are being passed, sometimes that are not favorable to our children. Thankfully, in Texas, a law was just passed concerning chaplaincy and making sure they got chaplains to the different schools to support, to pray, and to do whatever is necessary. So yes, my kids may not be in public school systems, but you know, our hearts are for children all over the world to have an encounter with the hope. You know, I think when I read through and I see the level of suicide and the anxiety and depression, you know, of course we hear about the shootings, which we've been praying against, but I see that the hope has really dwindled. People are just hopeless, feeling very tired, weary. And so, yes, we're going to intercede for that today. The scripture that came to mind is Isaiah 40. And then just a minute. I'm going to change my version. Okay. Living Translation. Yes, we're going to New Living Translation. I'm just going to read a few verses. It says, "Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem. Tell her that her sad days are gone and her sins are pardoned. Yes, the Lord has punished her twice over for all her sins. Listen, it's the voice of someone shouting, clear the way through the wilderness for the Lord. Make a straight highway through the wasteland for our God. Fill in the valleys and level the mountain and hills. Straighten the curves and smooth out the rough places. Then the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all the people will see it together. The Lord has spoken." I'm going to go all the way down. I kind of feel like this is the cry of the hearts of some of our teachers and even the children. Right? It says, just a minute. Okay. 27. It says, "O Jacob, how can you say the Lord does not see your troubles? O Israel, how can you say God ignores your rights? Have you never heard? Have you never understood? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of all the earth. He never grows weak or weary. No one can measure the depths of his understanding. He gives power to the weak." These are going to be our declarations. "And strength to the powerless. Even youths will become weak and tired, and the young men will fall in exhaustion. But those who wait on the Lord," pardon me, in this version it says, "but those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. They will soar high on wings like eagles. They will run and not be weary. They will walk and not faint." Okay, I'm going to go straight to prayer. Father, we thank you because you are worthy. You are worthy. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. We exalt you for who you are. Lord, we thank you for your hand over our lives and over this country and over our school system all over the world, wherever we're praying for. We thank you for our school systems. We thank you that you intervene, Father, in everything that concerns us. We thank you, Lord, that you fight on our behalf. We thank you that you are revealed on our behalf, Father. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. We give you praise. We thank you that you come in power. You come in power. You are the sovereign Lord, and you rule with a powerful arm. We thank you that you bring your reward with you as you come. We thank you that you're coming into the school systems all over this country, all over Ireland, all over Nigeria, all over the countries of the world, that you're coming into the school systems and you're bringing your reward, Father. We thank you that you will feed your children. You will feed your flock like a shepherd, and you will carry these lambs, the babies, the children in your arms, holding them close to your heart. We thank you, God, that you gently lead the mother sheep, the parents, God, the teachers, the guardians, the administrators. We thank you that you gently lead them with these children, Father. We thank you, God, because you are incomprehensible. You hold the oceans in your hands. You measure the heavens with your fingers. What a mighty God you are. We thank you, Jesus, that you only you knows the weight of the earth. You are the only one who has weighed the mountains and hills on a scale. And there is no one like you. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Lord, today we decree, God, that every cycle of hopelessness, every cycle of anxiety, every cycle of suicide and depression, bullying, that it comes to an end in our schools, God. In the name of Jesus, every cycle of death and shootings, Father. Every cycle of cults and cultism, Father. Every cycle of occultism, Father, we decree in the name of Jesus that it comes to an end. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we decree strength and hope for our leaders and administrators, Father. Your word says that those who wait upon the Lord shall renew, Father. We decree that their strength will be renewed, Father. That their hope will be renewed, God. We proclaim, God, to the school system and to our children that their hard service has been completed. In the name of Jesus, we decree that their sins, the sins of the nation, has been paid for. That help arises from your hands, God. We decree that help arises for our schools, Father. Help arises for our children, Father. We decree that every valley, every depth of destruction, every valley will be raised. Every valley of hopelessness, Father, will be raised. We decree that hope comes into our schools. We decree life and life in abundance into our schools. In the name of Jesus, we decree every mountains made low, every obstacles brought down low. In the name of Jesus, we decree every rough ground leveled, every rough ground leveled, every rugged place plain. In the name of Jesus, we decree that the glory of the Lord, the attributes and the character of God, joy and peace and righteousness and justice, we decree that they are revealed over our children, over the teachers, over the schools, God. We speak life in abundance over our schools, Lord. We decree hope restored for the children, for the administrators, for the teachers, for the staff, Father. We decree in the name of Jesus, hope restored and hope renewed. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we speak strength to the weary, strength to our teachers, Father, strength and support, everything they need, Father. We speak strength to our teachers, strength to the administrators, strength to the principals, strength to the school boards, in the name of Jesus. And we decree power to the powerless, power to the weak, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, God, that you will raise up divine interceptors, God. People who say to the mountain, be thou moved, in our school systems. People who say that we are well able to do this. Well, Lord, we ask that you raise parents, God. You raise guardians, Father. We ask that you raise us, Father. Raise me, Father. Use us, Father, in our school systems, oh God. Give us the wisdom to engage. Give us the wisdom to bring godly solutions, Father. Give us the wisdom, oh God, to see a radical change in our school systems, oh God. To see anxiety completely eliminated, Father. To see suicide completely replaced with hope in the name of Jesus. To see depression completely canceled in the name of Jesus. To see bullying and school shootings come to a complete end in this nation and in all the nations of the world and our schools. In the name of Jesus, so we speak comfort, oh God, to the children, Father. Hope to the children, Father. Life to the children, oh God. Comfort to our teachers. Hope to our teachers. Your strength to our teachers and life to our teachers. To all the administrators, Father, we decree it is a new day. In the name of Jesus, we decree that today it changes. Father, we commit all the people that are in charge of putting in place laws for our children and for these schools. Father, we decree in the name of Jesus that they will pass righteous laws. They will pass laws of justice, laws that will favor our children. In the name of Jesus, we just rebuke the spirits of destruction and the spirits of death in the laws that are being passed. And in our schools, we decree that today comes to an end. Father, we just want to thank you. We thank you, God. We thank you, God. We speak, Lord, to all the teachers, God. All the students that just feel like, God, you do not see my trouble. Oh, that, Lord, you're ignoring me. Oh, Lord, you're not coming through for me. Father, we speak hope over them, Lord. We speak hope over them, Lord. We ask that they will see and understand that your word says that you will never leave nor forsake us, that you are right there with them, God, in the midst of all this, God. So we just pray life over them in the name of Jesus. We thank you that you do not faint and you do not grow weary. And as your children, we just ask that you renew our strength, God. Renew our strength, oh God. Revitalization for our schools, Father. In the name of Jesus, life in abundance over our children and all that care for them, Father. Their parents, their guardians, their teachers, their administrators, Father. We thank you, God, that they will soar high on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. Father, we give you glory. We thank you because your word says that whatever we ask, that we should believe that it is done. So Lord, we just thank you that it is done. We thank you for your strength. We thank you for revitalizing our schools. We thank you for a new day and a new dawn. We bless your holy name, Father. Thank you, Lord. We give you all the glory. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Thank you so much, friends, for praying with me. Please continue praying. The school systems are really in a crisis. But guess what? That's why we're here, to decree the words of the Lord. The Bible says that we shall decree a thing and it will be established. And the Bible says if we say to the mountain, be thou moved, and we believe in our hearts that it will be moved. So this mountain is moved. We decree in the name of Jesus that our schools are revitalized, that our children find hope again, that godly intercessors will arise and take their positions. God bless you. Thank you. I pray you have a blessed week. If you haven't given your heart to Jesus, I'm just inviting you into an encounter with the true and living God. He never fails. He is good. He paid the price for you to have an encounter with him. Jesus died on the cross for you and for me. So the gift is already perfectly wrapped, and all you have to do is open it and accept it. And if that's you today, I just want you to ask Jesus into your heart and just say, Jesus, I ask you to come into my heart. I repent of my sins. I acknowledge that I'm a sinner. And I ask that you forgive of all my sins, that you cleanse me from every unrighteousness. I invite you to take full dominion over my life, and that I will live for you every single day of my life. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. God bless you. I encourage you to find a Bible-believing church near you to study the Word. And I would love to hear from you. You can leave a voice message here on Anchor. May the Lord bless you and keep you. Have a wonderful, wonderful week. God bless. Bye.